joining us right now, a former offensive tackle who had just quite the wonderful career in the NFL, but most importantly, from Modesto, California, which is just...
I was going to say.
I mean, come on.
Right by you guys.
Right by us. It's Tony Boselli, Tony, Dave, Katie, and Nate. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Hi. Thanks for having me.
What is it? When you played, you were just a mammoth human being, and there's something that it seems like former offensive linemen go one of two ways. They either kind of, you know, everything kind of starts to droop down, or they just shred up, and you've gone the shred up
way.
Well,
I've actually done both.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I got up to 350, and I was things were not working very well.
Right.
And then I lost about 80 pounds, and so now I'm I've lost weight much better on the downside than the upside.
Yeah. I would imagine. But yeah. you were 6'7", 3-something when
you
played?
6'7", about 325.
Man.
You ever wondered, Nate, how you get past something like... Well, obviously, you didn't.
Never could. Couldn't happen.
Lord.
You were in on the ground floor of the Texans, too, and never really got a chance with them, but I mean...
Shoulder injuries. So.
Yeah, but you've seen the way that that's kind of... the way that this franchise has grown a little bit, and I'm wondering about, you know, David Carr and the way that his career went. And do you – I don't know how often you would think about something like that, but do you ever think, like, you know, if I'd had a chance to get on the field with that team and maybe he would have had a little more protection and his career could have turned out a little differently?
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
You really don't. And it's always a tough situation. You come to a new franchise and it's building and you're a young quarterback, and that's the toughest job in football. Mm-hmm. So David had – it was a tough deal for him here. It didn't work out. But he's a great guy. Obviously, his little brother's doing a pretty dang good job in Oakland. But this is – I'll tell you this. The Houston Texans, great organization, great ownership. Bob McNair is one of the best owners in the NFL. So it didn't work out for me. My shoulder never got better. Mm-hmm. Obviously, David had some decent years here but never could get over the hump. And so probably, he probably looks back and says it wasn't what he was expecting.
You know, we've talked about it multiple times on the show and throughout the season, especially in regards to, like, the Seahawks, for example. You see the NFL teams now paying so much money, obviously, quarterbacks and certain skill players. But if you really want your team to do well, don't you have to focus primarily on that offensive line? You have to build that up, especially now that the NFL has become, well, and even before as a running league, but such a passing league. Protecting those quarterbacks so important.
Yeah, I think you are. I'd argue after the quarterback. I mean, if you have that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Brady's pretty good. Yeah. Matt Ryan. You look at the two of the best quarterbacks in the league this year. But after that, it's the offensive line. Look at what the Dallas Cowboys have done. I mean, mm-hmm. they've invested all these resources, all these draft picks in that offensive line, and now you put in a good back rookie, but he's a rookie. Ezekiel Elliott. You got Dak Prescott. I mean, you have a foundation that you can do a lot of things on offense if you can protect and run the ball. There's things you can do, mm-hmm. but if you can't, ask Seattle. Look at what Seattle's done. I mean, they have not invested the resources. They have that great defense, but difficult for them to get anything
Colts
going.
Colts another example,
You have Andrew Luck and nothing else. Mm-hmm. So it's tough to win, I think, if you don't have some guys up front who can block.
You know, and they'll tell you, it's a running theme on our show, that offensive line is the most underappreciated, underserved position in all of sports, I think, in all the major sports. And you wonder – if you're a GM and you're starting out building a team, why more just don't go, okay, we're going to start by putting a ton of hogs right up front? Because magically, Tony, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know, it seems that quarterbacks look a lot better and running backs look a lot better when they're running in front of a bunch of hogs.
Yeah, when they're upright, it's much easier to play quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at the Raiders up in your guys' in the country. Look how much better they've gotten. Yeah. I mean, that offensive line. Osemele, they got a free agent. Hudson, the center. I mean, two big building blocks. Donald Penn was a free agent a couple years ago. Draft some guys that can play. Now, all of a sudden, Derek Carr is sitting back there with all day.
Yep.
And Murray can run the Latavius Murray running the ball. I think you're right. The quarterback's still the most important position.
Sure.
I mean, there's no doubt about that. But after that, offensively, there's a lot of guys who can run and catch the ball. There's a lot of guys who can run the ball. There's not very many big men who are athletic that can move and play offensive line at a high level. So if you can find those guys, it's a smart way to build.
Tony Boselli with us on KHTK. One of my favorite things in football, like kind of peripherally, is every now and then you see an offensive lineman score a touchdown. And when it's my favorite thing because – when an offensive lineman dances, it's like he's dancing for all of you. Everyone that's ever been an offensive lineman. Did you ever get that?
No, and it's good because I can't dance.
That's the best part about it.
Yeah, like, but I'd have been the guy. I would have looked around, not having any idea what to do, and just tossed the ball to.
Yeah, well, there's. I mean, for me to dance,
I knew I was going to score a touchdown. I'd have had to have a couple drinks before the game. The only way I'm getting on the dance floor is at the wedding after a few drinks and loosen up a little bit. But if it's just, man, there's no way.
Well, it is. I mean, because what's so fascinating is I love the way that the offensive line, more than almost any other position group, that's a group. They're together. Everything that they have to do has to be in lockstep with one another. And so when one of you guys gets the chance, it's like a victory for all the big guys. And
hey, if I'm not even on the team and I'm watching a game, I'm excited. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even a part of that group. Yeah. I'm pumped for them. I'm like, I want to start getting, you know, high five.
Last thing for Westwood One's Tony Baselli. You've had a pretty active career, not just broadcasting, but owning burger franchises and mattresses and a ton of different businesses you've been involved in. Always try to sneak in something since you're going to be doing a lot of interviews this week that I hope you don't get asked anywhere else. We want to be original.
Okay.
You going to move to Duval County and run for mayor one of these days in Jacksonville?
No.
No? Because that's the rumor. That was the rumor I read.
I'm impressed you didn't know Duval County. I'm going to stay in St. John's County, which is the neighboring county on the beach.
Yes.
And I'll watch the I mean, have you been paying attention to politics lately?
Correct.
Who wants to get involved
mayor.
No,
I don't care.
It's easy to not
from
pay attention.
President to mayor, I want nothing to do with it.
That was the rumor. Is that, correct me if I'm wrong.
It's
the
good
mayor,
information. It's
mayor
good,
was term limited, and you lived in the wrong county, and there were a lot of people that wanted you to run for mayor of Jacksonville.
That's not going to happen.
That's how popular Tony Baselli is in freaking Jacksonville.
So what you're saying is that we're lucky that he stopped by.
I'm just saying tomorrow's headline is going to be Tony Baselli. We spoke to Tony Baselli about his possible run for mayor.
Don't be starting those rumors.
Not with a 6 foot seven guy cut rumors. Like you. Tony, we appreciate your time. That's Westwood One, Tony Baselli.
Thanks so much for joining us.
We will take a break. We'll be right back and finish up the drive. Sports 1140 KHDK.